Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Justine, who's been in a marriage that has really hit some difficulties, and she's entering into marriage counseling this very day and wanted some kind of prep. And I'm saying, rather than going in, and I think this is true for everybody, rather than going in with a list of grievances, especially when you've gone over them before, I think it helps the therapist as well as helps you and gives your partner the sense that you're really interested in doing some work rather than laying some blame, is doing two things. First of all, being very clear, or as clear as you can be, that you really want to work on the marriage, not that you're just looking for a way to ease out and you're proving to yourself that there's no hope, because that's really not fair. And again, it's not that you have to measure that you're 3.8 committed to the marriage and he's only 3.6 committed to the marriage. I mean, but that you really, in your heart of hearts, want to make this marriage work. Because marriage work is hard, and if you're really not committed to it, this person's not going to disappear off the face of the earth. So you don't want to make an enemy in marriage counseling. What you want to do is get to the point where both of you agree that what each of you want is either not compatible, or what each of you want is going to require sacrifices from the other person that they're unwilling to make. And that's not necessarily an unprofitable outcome of therapy, because then everybody agrees. But so to go in, there has to be the notion that both of you are committed to working on this marriage and finding out what's going on. I suppose the other way of looking at it is you can be that there are, I've dealt with couples who are very clear that both of them want out of the marriage, and they just want to negotiate the treaty, essentially. They want me to help them negotiate, essentially, the divorce settlement, which I'm willing to do. So either both of you want the marriage to continue, and you're trying to figure out how to do that, or neither of you want the marriage to continue, and you're trying to figure out how to minimize the bloodshed. What is not viable is one of you wants it to go forward, and one of you doesn't. And that's an unfair way to go into therapy, because it will create so many hurt feelings and it will be so bloody and there will be so many body parts that you're better off not doing it. So either both of you have to be committed to, yes, we really do want to work on this marriage and we're willing to spend the time and effort and money, and at least the time especially, or that we are both at the point we don't want it anymore and we're just trying to figure out how to work out the rules. But what's not, so you need to be really clear and make sure he's really clear as much as you can. I mean, you can't read someone else's mind, but you can say, I really want this to work. Do you? Or,
yeah. Well, I listened to you a lot, and I did make up the, you know, the pros and the cons. And,
right.
You know, I went in pretty deep on those kind of things. And even when I suggested us doing therapy together, it was in a way that was explained to him that I didn't feel like our marriage was at the end. And I feel like most of the people that I have held in confidence, I try not to share it with everyone, but the few people I do trust. And it's amazing how much people come up with divorce as their first option. And that's my last option. Like, I'm going into this kind of like, I wish we had gone into like the premarital counseling and we didn't know about it. And I've gotten a lot healthier in the last 15 years. And, you know, if I had known then what I know now, I would have done that. But I think instead of going in there, whether it's a super crisis, I'd rather go in now and try to find ways to counsel each other.
But we don't seem to be able to do that in
the day-to-day kind of conversations.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so let me get back to your original question, all right, which is how do I go into this without having a list of old grievances? And I think number one is to say why you want this marriage to continue. It's what we call in therapy the sandwich technique, which is that almost by definition, therapy is looking at the negative of what's not working. So if you can sort of begin from your point of view, at least, saying, here's, look, we've got 7 years invested, or we have kids together, we have a house together, because that's not personal, but you're my best friend, or you make me laugh in a way that no one else ever has, or sharing, I can't imagine my life without you. So you're going into this complex, intense, emotional, archaeological, digging up of the past, looking at a troubled present, trying to see into an unclear future, with the statement that says, you're terrific. I love you, or I care about you, or I like you, or I'm committed to you, or you are valuable to me. Because just think how that would feel to you if instead of him coming in and saying, she's always asking, you know, she's always trying to take control of things. She always wants to know what the money is. You know, she cuts costs where, you know, so I can't see a football game. Think about how different you would feel going in, being in that experience if he said, she is the most honest human being I've ever met, that she wakes up every day looking for the good in people. I mean, just think how different that will make.
Well, I think because I've listened to you for so many years, this is how I've addressed it, and that's
good,
why I call
good.
You.
Okay.
You know, to check in, to have these kind of things. And I'm not somebody who's listened to you for any amount of time would do anything different. Right?
Okay, good.
So when came up, this is my primary goal, and this is why
good.
I feel like I've been in the supportive role for a really long time.
But it doesn't have to be. I mean, the idea is that you don't have to. If being in the supportive role is feeling exhausting to you, it doesn't mean you have to continue it, but it means that by going in and saying positive things about him that are true, that's not being supportive necessarily. That's just setting the stage for this is going to be, this isn't going to be a nag session. This isn't about trying to undermine you or tear you down or make you look bad in front of a therapist, because that's everybody's fantasy is, you know, I'm going to go into therapy and I'm going to get blamed. It's going to be all my fault. And I think men tend to feel that way even more than women, because we've been talking about our issues and our problems since we've been old enough to talk, whereas guys have been getting this message that real men don't ask for help, real men don't talk, real men don't give excuses, real men, you know, it's just you either do it or you don't do it. So therapy is quite often even more terrifying for men than it is for women. So number one, when you're going into therapy, explaining not only to the therapist, but to your spouse, even more importantly, why you're there, why this is really important to you to do this work. And then number two, so number one is why it's positive. And it shouldn't be roles. It shouldn't be, well, he's a good provider, or it would be hard on the kids, or, you know, I'm not really ready to I'd be afraid of being on my own. All of that's not positive at all. That's manipulative. So number one is what I value about you, because that's also the basis for which a therapist can kind of call on those strengths and play to both of your strengths rather than both of your weaknesses. So it gives the therapist some very valuable information at the same time. Number two is specifically the areas, and it shouldn't be more than about two or three, and they should be very specific. And obviously for you, two of the areas, one is money management, and the other is compliance with medication. And there's very likely a third or fourth or fifth or 80th one. But if you can go in being, these are the areas that seem to me the most important, and this is how I feel about it, and this is what I'd like it to be. So you're giving, that it's not a list of complaints, it's a perception of where your interest is, what's most important to you, and what you'd like to see happen. So you're not asking the therapist to choose sides. You're asking the therapist to help you problem solve.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's what I was hoping you would say.
All right, good. Listen, good luck.
And glad you're back. And your new screeners, both of your screeners, are just adorable.
I think they are, too. Thank you. One other thing. Let me suggest that when you start marriage therapy, one of the things I would demand, and you hear demanding is not a strong part of my vocabulary, but was what I, when my people that I was dealing with, you can get that in just one second, is that you go out for dinner afterwards and lay off the wine, so there's something positive after your therapy, and you spend at least, for every hour you're in therapy, you spend at least an hour a night talking about the issues, so your therapy is actually efficient for you. All right, good luck, sugar. 855-993-756. Now I have time for one more call this on this program today, and I'll tell you why when we return on Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Advice for Life with Dr.
Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks, as I mentioned, this is going to be the last segment of the program today, which is this is the day we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And as I've said today, it seems weirdly and kind of, eerily prescient that it's International Day in Support of Victims of Torture. And we're talking, my interview today is with three individuals, Cheryl Mandel, Kay Wilson, and Steve Bloomberg, who all in various ways have survived a terrorist attack. And you'll hear what the attacks were. Let me tell you, let me be honest with you up front. These are not easy interviews to listen to. They weren't any easy interviews to do, but I think they're really important. And I try not to subject you folks to things that I think are unnecessarily difficult. But the whole point of the interviews that I did today, which will happen in about 10 minutes, is to deal with something that's a part of our everyday life on the planet Earth. Number one, fear of how do you live your life without fear? And as I mentioned, I was at a dinner in Israel and with a whole bunch of Israeli soldiers. So I said, I never thought I would ever send an email that said I was at a dinner party tonight and tripped over an Uzi. Just not part of my experience that I anticipated. But they went around the table and they asked about peace. And they were asking, in most parts of the world, when you've got a 20-year-old with a gun, you've got serious problems. In Israel, when you have 20-year-olds with guns, you have defense of the state. So it's a completely different mentality. And they went around the table and they asked each of the soldiers what peace meant to them. And then they came to me and I said, you have to understand that I'm a therapist. I don't carry a gun. I'm not Israeli. I'm not defending my borders per se. But when I get people to call in and are talking, let's say, about a marriage, or somebody at work with whom they're having a disagreement, that when they say peace, what they're quite often talking about is capitulation of peace at any price, but it doesn't work. So the question for me is not peace, but peace at what price? So my definition of peace, a lasting, secure, organic, stable, sane peace, is a situation without fear. Because if you're not fearful, then you can discuss, you can negotiate, because people, honest people, sincere people, good people, are going to have differences of opinion. And if you're not fearful, if you're not worried that someone's going to shoot you, or stop loving you, or leave you, or hit you, or question your patriotism, then you can talk honestly about differences and quite often achieve solutions that are better than either of you would have achieved individually, because you're talking about an integrative solution. You're talking about something that's more creative than either of you could have come up with because you didn't have the opposite point of view. So for me, peace is not the goal. It's the result of not being fearful. So the question is, given the fact that the world can be dangerous, that all of us have had situations, and I'm not advocating stupidity. I'm not suggesting that you cross a busy highway without looking both ways. But I am suggesting that we figure out a way to feel safe, to feel that we're okay. And by definition, terrorism is not about blowing up a building or shooting somebody. It's about making people feel fearful all the time, because fearful people are much easier to manipulate than people who don't feel fearful, right? Because all you have to do to manipulate them is either make them more fearful or promise them that you'll take care of them, that they'll be safe. And either of which takes away their independence, takes away their power. So the question is, peace at what price? So you'll hear stories of three people who've lived through something that is relatively unimaginable to most of us. And I asked each of them, and this didn't sort of happen out of nowhere. I spent about 3 or 4 hours with the three people that you'll meet and the three therapists that you'll meet. There are actually four, but one didn't speak any English, and I thought, on a radio interview, you really can't do the translation. So I talked with her beforehand, and we put her words on, but we had someone who spoke English talk about them. So I've worked with them for a long time, and the problem is, as you folks know, is if you've heard somebody tell a story a bunch of times, unfortunately they sound like they've told the story a bunch of times, and that isn't what I was interested in. So it was an extraordinary experience for me and hopefully you'll find it equally both enlightening and inspiring and memorable. And if not, I mean, you can certainly send me emails and saying, please don't do this again, or I really love this, or can you clarify this? And the reason I did it is because I think fear is something that all of us experience at some point, and we lead our the best lives, we lead the sanest lives, we lead the most productive lives when we can let go of the fear or understand the fear or negotiate to a certain extent the fear. And so that's what the focus of the interviews is about. Okay? And depending on what your response is, there is another interview that I didn't do. I met the person, and I was thinking, I really had a huge amount of help on this. As I said, one of the advantages is going to Israel as a guest of the Prime Minister's office is you get a lot of support. In spite of my mom's concerns, I was very safe for the whole time I was there. I never felt any fear at all. But you know me, I sort of tend to wander into situations and be a little oblivious. But so depending on how you feel about it, there's another interview. And I with this one, we had a huge amount of professional help, which is I had one of the guys from one of the radio stations for whom I did an interview afterward to come with us and record it. And he was really cute because I said, well, I need a 10.5-minute segment and an 8.5-minute segment. And I timed it. This ain't my first barbecue. And at the end of it, he said, okay, I got it all, and don't worry, I can condense it. No, don't. He said, don't worry, I can combine it. No. So this was really good quality. And Trevor, I don't think you've heard it yet, but Manny had heard it, and he said he thought it was terrific as well. And so the second interview, I didn't have, because sometimes people get a little uncomfortable having somebody recorded at the time, and I didn't have as much time. So I thought about just putting it on my recording on my phone, and I thought, my boys are not going to be happy about that quality. So we agreed that we would do it as a phoner after I returned. So depending on you guys' response to this, we'll either do it or not do it. I mean, it may be, I'm not terrifically good at I can assume that you guys will like something or dislike something or be interested in something, but sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm not. So given the fact that this is a little out of the usual for me, then I'll sort of let you guys be the determinant of it. So you can send me an email at drjoy.com and let me know that either this was please do more or, okay, that was great, don't do it again. So, all righty, and as you know, that the program really exists for your edification, education, entertainment, elucidation. How many more E's can I come up with? All righty, so that'll be in a couple minutes. It will be on podcast afterwards as well. So you can either if you're not hearing this live, you can go to drjoy.com and download it. All right, so please stay tuned. The group of the name of the group that supported this interview is called One Family, and the information is actually in the interview and will be on the website. All righty, 855-99-37569. Hopefully, can help you live a life without fear. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And this is a really special and unusual It's Broken, Let's Fix It, because usually I'm dealing with somebody who's in a play or done a documentary. And today I'm in Israel. I'm in Jerusalem. And I'm with one family that's a wonderful organization that deals with overcoming terror together. And I'm going to introduce you to three people who, they don't view themselves as victims. They view themselves as survivors of terror. And if you think about it, I mean, the word terror, right, means fear. And so the question is, how have each of these people gone through an unimaginable experience and come out the other side of it? And I'm not going to say stronger. I'm not going to say emboldened by the experience, because I think different people have different reactions. I'll let you tell. I'll let them tell you their stories. So I'd like to introduce you to Kay Wilson. She'll tell you a little bit about herself. Steve Bloomberg, who is not the mayor's cousin, although he'd like to be, and Cheryl Mandel. All right, Kay, let's start with you. Can you just give me just a little bit of your story? I mean, I've just spent hours dealing with these people, and I've asked them to do nearly the impossible, which is kind of distill an event that people can understand how, from what you've learned, what you've experienced, how they can deal with perhaps much more minor, but nevertheless, real fears in their own life.
Okay, so to briefly count my story, I was taking a friend of mine, an American Christian, on a hike in an Israeli national park, and we were there pounced on by two Palestinian terrorists and held at knife point for half an hour, and then they gagged us and bound us and they began to butcher, and I played dead and I watched my American Christian friend chopped up in front of my eyes. And after the terrorists had left, I didn't think I was going to survive, but I wanted to get closer to the car so the police could find my body. And I managed to walk over a mile bound, gagged, barefoot, 13 machete wounds, over 30 broken bones. So I've thought about how can I get over through this terrible fear, you know, or terror as you call it. And I have to go back paradoxically to that long walk through that valley of the shadow of death, all right? And I was ever and acutely aware that the next step, the next breath could be my last. You know, I can hear my lungs gurgling and they're bubbling with blood as they're filling up. And I'm dying. So in order to get through the fear, I have to go back to the fear. And that means I have to... There's a rabbinical saying, Kol Olam Kulo Geshet Tomo. The entire world, what is it called? It's a narrow bridge, and we mustn't be afraid. And so I've understood, I've been lost a lot, but I've been gifted with the present, this present moment. So I have been a victim of terrorism, but I'm not going to be a victim to my own fears. And the only way to do that is like I did in the forest. If I'd have thought I've got a mile to walk, I'd have collapsed and died. I'd given up. But I have to take life moment by moment, one step at a time. And before you know it, you've got your target.
Wow. Did you have any sense before this happened that you had that kind of inner strength?
Yeah.
Were there hints? All right, tell me about that.
No, I don't want to.
Why not?
Because it's my private life.
Okay, but you did have a sense that you were one of those people that...
Yeah, I've always been very... we're on the radio, people, turn off your phones, all right? But we are... had that strength because I've always been a very independent thinker. And I've always been very adventurous and liked to meet new people. I've enjoyed taking risks, not that I was taking risks with my friend, you know, in the forest. It wasn't irresponsible. But I've always been an exploratory type of person.
Fair enough. Because, as you know, that's one of my theories, is that situations like that make us more who we were before. They change us in some ways, but I'm not sure that they change us in the same ways people think that we. And it sounds like that there was a part of you that knew that you had perhaps not that strength in that same way, but had an inkling of your own resilience, of your own courage.
Okay, I mean that's true now, but I can't deny the fact that it's been 4 years. It's a lifelong process of recovery. Okay, there's no such word as closure. Really, there's not.
I never use it.
No, it's
a stupid word.
It is a stupid word. But no, it's like making lemonade out of lemons.
A step at a time.
One breath at a time.
Fair enough. That's Kay Wilson. All right, we're talking about something that. You don't hear people talk about very much, which is talking about the unthinkable, talking about things that really go bump in the night and scare the living daylights out of us. But we're not talking about fiction. We're not talking about Hollywood. We're talking with real people in Israel who survived really the unthinkable, the unimaginable, and somehow they're alive and literally kicking. Steve Bloomberg is... Steve, let me just tell people that you were not related to Michael. And tell us your story, please.
Okay, one summer night about 14 years ago, during the Intifada, I was driving home innocently with my wife and three kids in the back of the car, and suddenly we hear this shooting sound, and didn't know where it was coming from, but the end of the story is that my wife is murdered, and my daughter and myself, ever since then, we've both been paralyzed, and we're both in a wheelchair today, and we have to carry on life like that. My first instinct, which kept me going, was that my wife's been shot. I have to be, even though I'd been shot as well, but she'd been murdered, and I had to think how I have to survive in order to look after the rest of the kids, who were between 6 and 16, five of them. So that gave me the first strength to carry on. And after that, I had to deal with all sorts of issues, like, am I going to live in the same place? Am I going to travel on that road? And I didn't want to give a victory to those people who shot me. I felt this is the place I've chosen to live. I'm going to live in the place where I choose, not where they want us. They want us in the sea, not where we live. So that was what gave me strength to carry on. I still, every day, go past that same point at least twice a day. And I must admit, going through that place, that same place, it's not easy always. I try and get involved in conversation or have some music on. But when I'm on my own at that same time of night, I always think, gosh, is it going to happen again? Is it not going to happen again? And did it really happen? Those are the thoughts which are going through my mind.
So how do you get up in the morning and go in your car on that same road? How do you do that?
That's like, as I said before, I have this strength that the fact that I've survived, the fact that I'm carrying on the life as I was before, I've gone back to the original job I had. I'm functioning as I used to function. I've remarried, so I feel like I have got my life back to normal, and I want to carry on. I want to be like a normal person, so just to be normal, that's what gives me strength to go. So I don't think about it every morning. I don't think, oh, I have to do this again. I just do it without thinking, and that's where my life goes.
I swear, if you look up resilience in the dictionary, you're going to see all these faces. My next guest is Cheryl Mandel. Cheryl, tell us about your story, please.
Hi, Dr. Joy. 12 years ago, my middle child, five, Daniel, was killed while serving in the Israeli army. It came upon us one morning with no experience. We're originally from Canada, and we had no experience at all with terrorism, with army fatalities, and it came as an enormous big shock. There were, I have to say that there were two things that helped us to go on in a very positive way. The first thing is choice. You can't choose what happens to you in life. You can only choose how you deal with it. And we decided that we would take our pain and our grief, and that we would use it to do positive things in the world in Daniel's memory, and we've done that. The other thing is support. We were very, very lucky. We lived in a supportive community, Alon Shvut. The army embraced us. Everybody embraced us, and with the support of everybody in Israel, including the amazing One Family Fund organization, it just helped take us, David and myself and our four children, helped carry us along with their love until we got to a point where we were able to function again.
You guys are truly, I know it's sort of a horrible word to use, but truly inspirational. And it seems to me that you're saying one step at a time, get back to your life, don't let anybody take away what's important to you, and reach out to people and sort of celebrate the life of the person rather than the death of the person. You guys are really remarkable, and I think, I know it's hard to sort of tell a stranger, especially when strangers say, all right, I want you to talk into the microphone, please, these kinds of stories. But I think that people listening to you who are dealing with the trivia of our own lives, and the idea is not to minimize anybody's fear, because all of us have to live our own in our own lives. But I think you three are just remarkable people, and you've all said different things, which I think there's not one experience and one pain, and I think there's not one lesson. But I thank you very much. My guests have been Kay Wilson, Steve Bloomberg, Cheryl Mandel. If you'd like to find out about One Family, go to onefamilytogether.org. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about fear today. I'm in Israel with one family, which is kind of, they've kind of adopted me a little bit. So I'm feeling like kind of a stepchild, but embraced. I'm going to introduce you to three people who, actually three and a half, because Rachel is a lovely woman and a therapist, not much English. So, but Rachel is here with us also. We're going to start with Yehuda. Is Shalom? So Shalom. You probably get that a lot. All right, so you're a therapist.
So how these are people who have suffered for most of the world, perhaps not if you're an Israeli, but unimaginable kinds of terrorism, of fear-producing things. So as a therapist, how do you help them deal with it?
As a therapist, we try to do a process of acknowledging together the fact that the grief and the loss is going to stay. We're not trying to make it get away. But what we try to do is to cope while living, right? To have a life alongside the sense of loss. And we're trying to do that by giving a new perspective and by help them make good decisions, choose life, right? And you can choose whether to treat your past as a club or a school.
All right, you heard from Yehuda Ish Shalom, and next up is Ziva Braca Gitteron, who is a therapist and also a psychodramatist. So tell me how you help people. And the point also is what you bring to people here, that people who are not living in Israel, who've not been victims of terror or survivors of terrorist attack. Tell me what your philosophy is when you're dealing with people.
Okay, first of all, I'm doing with in group therapy through psychodrama and the idea of joyfulness.
What is joyfulness?
Joyfulness entering to the room and doing noise,
like
laughing, yeah. Getting from your chair, shouting, dancing,
right, now,
crying.
I've just let's say I've lost my husband
mm-hmm.
recently.
Yeah.
And I come in and you say, okay, get out of your chair and start laughing.
Yeah, that's what
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, I will tell you what
I'm not going to do.
I will tell you what happened an hour ago.
Okay.
Before I entered to this interview.
Okay.
I had a group of women that are widows from the last war and from terror attacks. And it was my first meeting with them. And then we sit together. And after I introduced myself, I said, let's get up. And then I said, let's change places only by looking to one each other. They just have to get up from the chair. Getting up from the chair is getting up from the place of grief or from the place of pain or from the place of something that is introvert. And the minute that they get up, something is happening. The magic starts. And they have to change places. Then they have to change places like they didn't see each other for 10 years. And they just start to remembering friends that they didn't see each other. And they had to do it like people that has to say something very pathetic when they didn't see each other for a long time. And they scream and they just start laughing. And then we did a round of what people are saying to you that you can really laugh on them. Even people that are coming to comfort you.
Right.
After your husband died.
Is the thing that makes everybody the angriest is saying, I know what you feel?
No, that's the idea. I know what you feel. Time will pass. Time will heal. And it with such a, you know, eyes that are full of empathy, and they can throw up from this. And we take it and we laugh on it, and they laugh about themselves and on the good people that are coming to help them. But they take the phrases and we exaggerate it and laugh on it.
Right,
and
so from get off your butt. Starts. And if somebody says something that really irritates you?
Yeah, so me as a therapist, if he will say something, no, or something, somebody that irritates them.
Well, either.
Okay.
What do you do if I'm just irritated? What are you going to do?
Yeah, irritating is part of our job as therapists. We deal with resistance and irritating and mockering and everything. And then I do from it something dramatic because I'm a psychodramatist.
And you're a dramatic woman.
And this is the drama of hope. That's what we're dealing with. The drama of hope is part of contradictions. We deal with contradictions. Pain and joyfulness together.
All right. My next to the last contributor today is also a therapist. His name is Yonatan Amit. All right. And he wanted to have an argument with me, and I said, it's my program. You can't have an argument with me. So actually, you could. People argue with me all the time. When they're really irritated with me, they say, thanks for your time. Has anyone ever said, not thanks for the help or thanks for the understanding, thanks for your time, which means, man, I don't like you at all. All right. So tell me how you deal with folk.
Okay. There's 3 points that I would like to stress about handling fear. The first one is that it has an accumulating effect, which means that each one of us, if he will have enough trauma coming one after another, he would break. And he would react exactly with PTSD as those people that we deal with. A second point is that we have to remember that after and before all, there are people with the same problems and with the same issues and the same challenges that we have in our life.
Yeah, it's easy to see people as a problem, to see them as their problem.
Exactly.
Rather than, it's a good point.
And especially when they are with a very dramatic event, like Kay before. But there are people after and before all. We have to treat them as people and understand them as people. The third point is that eventually, after all the treatment and all the coping that people do, you'll never get over the PTSD or the fear. You just learn how to live beside it. Very happy and good life.
So when you say people really never get over it, I guess I can go back. Because on some level that seems like, oh, rats. That's kind of a bummer. But if I go back to Yehuda's statement that you can decide that it was either a club or a school, that either I learned something from it and I can go on, I've got the transcript, or that this is going to define me for the rest of my life.
That's part of the picture. Another part of the picture is choosing to live your life even though it hurts.
Amen. All right, my final word is kind of, it's bilingual. It's Rachel Ben Menachem's statement, but Rachel said, English, I'm not so great. Your English is better than my Hebrew. So we've asked Yehuda to summarize Rachel's point. She deals specifically with kids, so lay it on me.
Right, children who have lost a loved one are torn apart between, I would say, two sides. One is going on with life, and the other is holding on to the memories. And what we are trying to do is to enable them to have both, remember and go on with life.
Terrific. Guys, I can't thank you enough. My guest, Yehuda Ish Shalom, Yonatan Amit, Ziva Braka Gitteron, and Rachel Ben Menachem, who was heard in translation. Thanks, guys. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.